So it's the Welsh Premier League podcast, and I'm delighted to be joined in this preview outlook for Bangor by Braden Shaw. Braden, what a season it's been for Bangor City. We'll work backwards. Back in Europe, what was that like?
Yeah, obviously it was good to be back in Europe, obviously for the fans and everything like that, for the club. I think it's been, I don't know if it's been a couple of years since. So obviously it was nice to get back in there, and then obviously I came back. And it was good to be, it was a great experience, good to be a part of it, to be fair.
Well, yeah, what was the experience like for you? I mean, what's the biggest takeaway you would have had from that trip to Europe?
Just the experience, really, obviously. To say you played in Europe, and obviously playing against top-class opposition in Lynn, because they'd done quite well since they beat us, type of thing. So it was just a good experience to see how other teams playing. It was a different game of football, something that we've not really had in the Welsh Premier League, so it was good to test ourselves, and I'm sure we'll only get better from now.
And you must have been really pleased about the first leg, the away leg, where, you know, all doors were then open, weren't they?
Yeah, the away leg was, it were a great result, to be fair, 1-0 against Lindby. Obviously, we hope to give a bit of a better account for ourselves in the second round, but obviously we gave a goal away a little bit early on, so obviously it was hard from there, but we'll learn from that, and obviously we'll take that into the league, and hopefully we'll give a good push in the league now.
Fair to say that if you were to pick a keyword about last season, change would be a keyword. There were changes throughout the season, there were changes at the ownership start of the season. What were you lot feeling like in the dressing room as those changes were happening?
Well, you could tell that the chairman, the manager, they were bringing something new. You could tell they had big ambitions and stuff, and everything like that, and everything's changed around the club. You know, players have come. It can only bode well for the future now, and hopefully we can produce on the field as well.
Some people would say when you have that amount of change, it can affect your performance, but clearly if you're getting into Europe and you're doing as well as you did, which is better than Bangor have done in recent times, it's done the complete opposite to you, isn't it?
Yeah, like you say, we've... obviously, yeah, change can be sometimes be bad, but I think as a team we've dealt with it well, and I think we've got a good set of lads now, and I think we'll all gel together this season. But yeah, like I say, it's been a big change, but it's been for the better at the end of the day.
Well, let's look ahead to the new season. Bonfire start against TNS. What was the feeling when you saw that fixture?
It's a tough fixture to start off with, but they're a team that we want to be challenging this year. So, it's good to get it out of the way, first game of the season, to be fair. And hopefully, if we get a cracking result, it can, push us on a good start to the season. And then hopefully we'll see where we can go from there.
Talk us through some of the new faces we're going to see this season, some of the new players that we might not know about. Who's catching your eye?
Obviously, we've got the two lads that I was with from Aki, very good players. We've got two experienced lads at the back now as well. We're a very attacking team, and I think now that we've brought a few players at the back, we can be a very steady team defensively as well, as shown in the Lindby game. We'll have a good team this season, and hopefully we're hoping to push for better. So hopefully we can have a good season.
Now, you mentioned you come from Accrington, and quite a few of the new recruits have come from over the border. Is word spreading over there about what Bangor want to do?
Yeah, definitely. There's more and more people from the league coming from the league, and because obviously you can see, I think the Welsh Premier is going up and up at the minute. So, and obviously it's a great challenge. Obviously, Europe as well, it attracts players. So I think obviously it's catching on, and I think that it can only be more and more from now in, I think.
And I would suspect that Gary and Kevin and the management team have had that taste of Europe now, and you've already been sat down and said, this is where we need to be permanently.
Yeah, definitely. They've all got big ambitions. We've got big ambitions as a team. We want that for next season. We want even better for next season. And hopefully we can maybe even get the Welsh Cup as well. But obviously, finishing in the Europe, maybe even pushing TNS, then that's definitely the target.
It's interesting you mention all of that. You've cited the Welsh Cup, you've cited when pushing TNS. Now, me and Jonah on the podcast have a little bit of argument. I've got to say I'm pro-Bangor, and I think you could be a strong side this year. His argument is, because we don't know what you are and because there's been changes, you're an uncertainty. But that can work in your benefit, I suppose.
Yeah, like I say, we could maybe surprise a few people. That's what we're hoping to do. That's obviously where changes have been made. Hopefully we can push TNS. Hopefully we'll see first game of the season. Hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves there and push on from there. So like I say, we just have to wait and see, but hopefully it can happen.
And do you get a sense quickly that the fans this season have felt a little bit more they're going the right place and Bangor are where they could be or should be?
Yeah, I think so. I think from the support we got in the first two legs in Europe, you know, the fans were amazing. Second leg as well, the fans were unbelievable. So I think you could tell that they're getting behind the team, and you know, hopefully we can have another good season this season for them, and obviously get back into Europa League for them as well. But I think there's more and more exciting football that we've played this season, and some more good results. So hopefully they enjoy the season as much as we do.